Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa, e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikoa te ika iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere ai rongi te waia kōrero ko Hone Harawira ki te koroe pāna ki wēne o ngā takahanga here Brian Tamaki. Nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Hone.
Tēnā koe, Joe. Mihi atu ki a koe, koutou katoa he te iwi whakarongo mai nei.
Ai, nō reira nei rati mea tu kia koe hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hau. E kiti ana hau i tō tuku kōrero i rungi te pukamata e pāna ki a Brian e pāna ki te pihopara. E mea mai koe, kore koe tino whakai ki ōna tikanga me ōna mea engari ka tautoko koe ki tētahi tangata tū ai ki ōna hakapono. Nō reira, ai, So, give us a little bit more of a quarter about what you mean when you say you don't agree with the bishop, but you respect the man who will stand and go to jail for his beliefs.
Yeah, well, exactly, I agree. I mean, and having put in that post up, I've seen a lot of people, you know, sling and shit at the bishop about all kinds of stuff. And some of it's probably true, some of it's worthwhile and all the rest of it, but I say to anybody, you know, when you... Before you slag off a man who is prepared to go to jail for something he believes in, think about it yourself. Are you prepared to do jail time yourself, you know, for what you believe in? Mm. A lot of people talk stuff, but, you know, they're not really prepared to step up to the plate on it, eh?
So, yeah,
I personally think that the bishop set it down the wrong track on a lot of this sort of stuff, eh? This isn't about, for me anyway, freedom is a dirty word for Māori, because freedom equates to the kind of individual choice that white people promote. And that's not the buzz for Māori, eh? Our freedom comes from achieving tino rā tiritanga. Our freedom comes from achieving... sovereign control over our collective lives. That's what freedom is for Māori. But that's not the freedom that's been promoted by the white anti-vaccine movement. And I think too that Brian seems to have been caught up in. He's got a lot of his own support from within his church, but he's got a lot of support from people who really don't like Māori. Quite racist, actually. A lot of those white farmers... they talk tough about they're going to block the roads and defense of the bishop and all that. And now he's in jail. What are they doing? Nothing. I think hopefully he has a good eye look at himself while he's in jail. I'm not sure how long he's in for. The word I hear is two things. One, that if he was the same as anybody else, he could be up to 3 to 6 months. Waiting for a court date to come around. But two, given the strife he could be causing in jail, he's probably going to be coming up 5 to 10 days, I guess. I don't know if he's been given a date for a court hearing, but I don't think they'll want him in there for too long.
Mm.
Although I also suspect that while he's in there, they won't let him be in with the general population where, you know, he himself would come under threat of violence or others could threaten violence to others because of him. I suspect that they're going to... I'm not sure what it's called now, but it used to be called the separation wing set in the mouth. So I'm not exactly sure which jail he's in, but he's probably separated out from the general population for his own safety and also to limit the possibility of his being able to create havoc in the prison. So.
Yeah, the current news says that Brian, he's held in Mount Eden Correction Facilities at the moment and that he will be separated from the other inmates for at least 14 days, which is also a routinely routine tested COVID-19. So any of the new prisoners that go in there, they are going through the same thing. And also, they're just looking at it as he has been arrested for allegedly breaching his bail conditions, and those bail conditions being the fact that he has been a major influence over vaccinations and basically discouraging Aotearoa, people in Aotearoa, from taking on the vaccinations. And it says that there's over 1,700 inmates currently that have not received any vaccination. So there are little concerns about what kind of influence he may have while he's in there.
Yeah, of course. But if he's separated out, it depends how defined the separation is. When we were in the old mount, and I got sent down separation wing, I was locked down 23 hours of the day and given 1 hour a day out in the yard, and then 1 hour out in the yard I was by myself. So you don't get to engage with any other prisoners. You don't get to engage with the staff because they don't give a shit about you. They just unlock you and let you out for your 1 hour, and that was it pretty much. So it depends on the level of separation that he's in for. About all of the boys that are in jail, I'm not sure whether that means that they've chosen to be unvaccinated or whether someone just haven't gotten off their ass to get them vaccinated.
He's not allowed any face-to-face contact with any of his family or friends or even his legal representation while in custody, and apparently that is during his 14 days at least.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go then. That's the lockdown. He's on the, that's 23-1. Oh, that should be. You certainly get the opportunity to commune with your God. You don't have much time to do. You don't have time or space to do anything else. We're on that kind of a lockdown, so that could be good for him. Whatever happens, I just say to people, some of the criticism of Brian's a bit ugly anyway. Like I say, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he talks about, but we're happy to believe in a guy in the Vatican up in Italy telling us what to do. But we won't listen to one of our own. In other words, for those of us who are Anglicans, we'll toe the line for the Archbishop up in Archbishop of Canterbury in England. But we won't listen to one of our own. So I just think, and don't all this stuff about is this church paying taxes and maybe they should be investigated. Hey, no churches pay tax. They all get off tax-free. So, start taxing all the other churches before you start taxing a little one like this.
Mm.
So a lot of that sort of criticism looks like.
And again, I suppose, as you said, coming back to making statements, and I suppose the corridor is just thinking about how far each individual is willing to go themselves and to cope up with that they believe in.
Yeah. At the end of the day, at least the man knew that it was likely, and he went ahead and did it anyway.
Ka pai. That's all. Again, appreciate that kōrero, because we are wanting to hear from our whānau at times to elaborate on these statements. And do you have any final kōrero for our whānau of Te Tai Tukerau and Te Hiko Te Ika who are listening in today?
Yeah, and it's this. Omicron is coming. I understand it's not as deadly as Delta, but that it's way more contagious. And then when it hits, it's going to hit big. When I say hit big, my understanding is that once it gets into a household, within 24 hours, the whole household's going to get it. Which means, like with Delta, I could get Delta and go home and with 2 or 3 days, and my test come back, it's positive, and an immediate test of everybody else in my household might show that they're still negative. So transmission is not as immediate. But Omicron, if I get Delta and I go home within 24 hours, it's likely that everybody else in my household will get it as well. So it's gonna rip through our communities, our Māori communities. Our old people are going to be under threat, because I'm not sure that while we gave a lot of attention to them getting boosters, getting the Vax 1 and Vax 2, I'm not sure that we gave as much energy to them getting boosters. So there's a lot of those sort of issues, right, that we need to be dealing with. If it hits back and safe, then that's the one-stop shop for, what was it, 24,000 people, is it, in the far north? So, yeah, there's those sorts of figures that we've got to be aware of. If it hits our trucking fleet, boom, down goes the delivery of food supplies. If it hits our fire services, what do we do with that kind of moment? You know, right up until yesterday, they're dropping water right along State Highway 1. It's that dangerous. It's that much of a concern. So it's all that kind of stuff, eh?
Mm.
We have to guard against it. We have to be very careful what happens to our people, and particularly our old people, because they're fragile. If it comes in, you know, I'm concerned. I'm hugely concerned. And, you know, like we're at traffic light red, and now some medical clown in Wellington is going to recommend we go to orange. Why are we going to orange? We're not 90%. You know, our vaccination rates are still the lowest in the country. Why are we doing this? What's happening here?
I don't.
Yeah, so that's sort of tossed that in on top of everything else, which is kind of not what Brian's talking about. He's talking the other side of the story, but yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make, that I don't support Brian's talk about vaccinations, but,
Ai, ko hone harawira tēra me wena o ngā kōrua e pānaki te pihopa Brian Tamaki, mēnā e hehe ana tētahi tangata ki te uru ki roto i te whare herehere i rungi ngā hakapono, he tangata tūmāro tērā nō reira. Ka nui māku mō tēnei wā e te whane, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa te kaumā fitu ira tahi te iarere.